One more political note on this post-election weekend. We pause to remember Damon Chappie, an investigative reporter who died Friday at age 40. Chappie spent his career in Washington writing for Roll Call, a small but influential newspaper that covers the inner workings of Capitol Hill. His specialty was ethics, and he exposed the ethical lapses of such congressional heavyweights as Newt Gingrich and Tom DeLay. 7 years ago, Damon Chappie suddenly went blind after contracting an infection on vacation in Mexico, but he continued his groundbreaking reporting. Chappie's editor at Roll Call was Tim Curran, and he joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you.
When you look back at the hundreds of pieces that Damon Chappie wrote, do some stand out?
Well, I think that what you have to look at is the fact that congressional ethics is a really sort of Byzantine world. There's not a whole lot of people who know all the inner workings or even know all the rules. What Damon would do is look at the relationships between, say, a member of Congress and an industry that maybe they had close ties to, where you would see a lot of sort of lobbying activity that might otherwise go unnoticed, but had a huge influence on the way legislation would be made. You know, the one that leaps to mind is the investigation of Bud Schuster, chairman of the Transportation Committee in Pennsylvania, a very low-key lawmaker, but one who had vast influence over everything from highway systems to outdoor advertising. Damon spent years investigating the connection between lobbyists and legislative benefits they would get. This led to a serious investigation of Schuster, a dunning by the Ethics Committee. It was picked up and run with by 60 Minutes and other organizations. And, you know, one man doing the work that Damon did was able to put a lot of heat on somebody who had otherwise been able to avoid scrutiny.
And built upon the smallest details of the personal and financial relationships, right?
That's absolutely correct, because, you know, if you start to tear away the layers here, which is what Damon did, which is something not every reporter has the patience or the doggedness to do, you start to see the nexus of maybe it's not the member having the direct contacts. Maybe it's a top aide who is having very close relations with a lobbying community, even, you know, working hand-in-hand in writing legislation, which I think is another thing a lot of people aren't really aware of. You know, you'll see a lot of bills in Congress that are essentially drafted by lobbyists and then handed off to a lawmaker. Damon was great at finding things like this.
Now, in 1997, Damon Chappie, through illness, went blind.
Correct.
And continued his work. How did he do that?
It was a fascinating time to be around Damon. I mean, obviously, he went through the kinds of things that anybody would went through. It was very, you know, depressing and disappointing, I think, for him. But ultimately, he remembered what it was that he loved doing. It wasn't anybody going to Damon and saying, here's a technology that we think can help you do your job. It was Damon on his own going out and figuring out what he needed to do his job, whether it was a kind of scanning device that would read documents back to you. You know, you'd see Damon most of the time sort of hunched over his desk. You wouldn't realize exactly what he was doing, and you would get closer, and you'd realize that this rapid-fire clip reading device, just feeding him information for hours at a time. And he would literally sit there for hours and hours at home and at work, again, looking for that nugget that was going to unravel something.
Do you have any sense of what motivated him to be so passionate about ethics?
Like I said, I think it was just from day one, if you met Damon, you knew that if something was wrong, he was going to tell you about it. He was, you know, we would talk about how, in a sense, he was the conscience of the newsroom in a lot of ways. He, you know, the smallest sort of ethical issues would not go unnoticed. As often as not, you know, he could start a raging debate within the office about something that we are all the better for because we, you know, had stopped to think about something maybe we wouldn't otherwise and whether we were doing the right thing.
Tim Curran is the editor of Roll Call. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Investigative reporter Damon Chappie died Friday. A scholarship to foster young investigative journalists has been established in his name at Pennsylvania State University. This is NPR, National Public Radio.